The man who knows about all of this is John Manchester, who is Chicago's Candyman. How are you today, John?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me in.
Well, you are on your way, in fact, to the basketball game that we will be airing in about 32 minutes here on WGN. Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for red. Go Big Red.
I've noticed all your red that you're wearing there. Not purple. What's wrong with you?
Well, I That's was born and raised in Nebraska, so... Yep. I also went to the University of Nebraska, so.
And you go to Windy City Suites, which is just north of Belmont on Broadway. Tell me about this place.
So Windy City Suites, actually next month will be 42 years
what?
In business. 42 years.
You're not old enough.
I know.
Yeah,
but my wife is. It's a female-owned business. So
okay, I hope she's not listening
no,
to
this. No, she's not. She's at the game already,
okay.
So she's not listening.
And?
But we've got we've been there for 42 years. We make a lot of our own chocolates, custom-made gourmet chocolates by hand, which you have some over there. We make our own fudge, and
yeah.
We actually do cookies now.
Yes, which we will talk about. So during the pandemic, this guy who's on WGN-TV, who's right here, Paul Lisnick, the political, what is he? He's Arden Lisnick's cousin, I think, right?
I know her.
Yeah, you do too. Hey, Paul.
Hey, by the way, I was just reading about the time a sardine almost swallowed you, which I thought was a little scary, Steve. I think it was part of a smoked lox thing you were about to eat. I'm not sure.
That is very good. His writers are back, apparently. So Mr. Lisnick and I had a competition during the pandemic. I chose banana
pudding.
Ice cream.
Yes.
And he chose peppermint ice cream, I believe.
That's correct.
And whoever sold the most ice cream would be the winner. But the real winner was anti-cruelty in that the money went to them or a portion of it. And who won that competition, John?
I would have to say you, Steve.
Yes.
It was rigged.
No, it was not rigged. No. So we are doing it again. We are doing this with cookies. And we will be back to explain what this will be right here. I know this is a radio tease like you've never heard before. And we are also going to hear about what you're doing for the food bank, right?
Correct.
The Greater Chicago Food Depository.
Correct.
Right. And we'll talk about small businesses in Chicago. That's been in the news a little bit. And we will make our own news when we come back on WGN. So who is Chicago's biggest fool? We're going to find out. And it has to do with a cookie. So, John, can you explain what you're doing here? This is exciting. And it has to do with me. And it has to do with the old guy on the phone, Paul Lisnick. By the way, I'm curious. Paul Lisnick, I know, is on the phone. He's not here. But I understand that he sent you a text.
He did.
Explain this again.
They want to thank you, Steve, for sending over the WGN limo to me to pick me up to bring me here.
Yes, and, of course.
And if I was at the store, I could have brought Paul down to the studio. But unfortunately, today I was on the WGN limo and got here. So,
of course, there is such a thing. But my question is, what did Paul text you?
He asked if I could bring him down. And like I said,
because
unfortunately,
he didn't want to
take public transportation.
Yes. All right. Now, it's true, friends. Now, the question I ask is about these amazing cookies. One has my face on it. The other has Paul's face on it. My face includes the face of our very cute dog. So explain what this is and why you're doing this.
So this one for the Anti-Cruelty Society, we're selling cookies with Steve's face and Paul's face on it. And whoever sells the most cookies wins, but they don't win the prize. The person that sells the least amount of cookies will be Chicago's biggest fool. We're going to run this between now and April 1st. So come into Windy City Suites. We'll have both cookies at our front counter, and you can pick them up, and it's one cookie per vote. And then it's $1 per cookie will be donated to the Anti-Cruelty Society.
Which is what Paul and I do both agree with that, that that is a great thing you're doing. So thank you for that. Now, you want to say something, sir?
Well, I just want to clarify, because when I was texting John, I thought he was going to be putting your face on a prune because they didn't need any artwork in order to finish off the quality.
However, he chose a cookie, and the problem, I understand, was putting a face on a cookie and having it be Paul's face and not burn in the oven, which kept happening over and over and over. And now, tell me, this is the cool part, and I didn't know this until we were chatting before the show. Friends, you can have your face on a cookie or your pet's face or a picture of your building, anything you want. Technology, explain that.
That's correct. All you have to do is bring us in a photo quality picture, a JPEG, of anything, of anyone that you want.
Family photo or anything.
That's correct.
Yeah.
My folks just had their 65th wedding anniversary, and we got an old black and white picture from 65 years ago on their wedding and put that on a cookie and handed it to them. So it's actually anything. You can walk into the store. We can take your picture. We can load it, and then we can print it on a cookie right then and there. So whatever you want, whatever the occasion.
Right then and there?
Right then and there. Wow. We just need a few minutes. But again, birthday parties. We've also done a baby shower. We've done a wedding, some congratulations for a new job.
So those would be many cookies, and that would take more than a day, I assume, to order. But nevertheless, that's very cool. How much is it per cookie, or does it depend on how many cookies you order?
It's $6 a cookie. And then we also have a cookie suite, which is SUITE, which is a box, a collector box of six cookies. And we'll put one photo or one for $5. That's what it takes just to upload it, because it takes about 10, 15 minutes to upload that picture and put it on the cookie. And you'll get a suite of six cookies in a box. And it's very nice. And I think you have one right in front of you.
I do. I do. And, you know, the tabulation, we work at a radio station, and our newsroom just in, of course, this is a radio station. You know that. But our newsroom just informed me that the votes are coming in right now as we speak. And I have sold 112 cookies, and Paul is negative six somehow. I don't know how that happens, but it has.
Breaking news right now.
It is, and that's political news, and I've got the political analyst of WGN-TV right here. Before I talk more with Paul, I might as well. He's here. Before I do that, I do want to ask you about the Chicago Food Depository, because you're doing something special with them.
So every month we're bringing awareness and also donating money to the Chicago Food Depository, Greater Chicago Food Depository. We've partnered with them, and along with Dolphin Rose, and we're trying to get the word out and get other businesses involved to just the hunger that's happening in Chicago. It's in our backyard. It's right here. So for every cookie that we sell with their logo on it, it will also be a dollar to them, too.
That's
to help
nice.
Feed the hunger. But we're also trying to bring awareness, because hunger doesn't have a season. Everybody thinks about it around the Christmas holiday and donates, but there's 11 more months of the year that people forget about, and we want to bring that. So every month, one day a month, it's actually this week on the 20th, that we will donate a dollar per cookie. And then in addition to that, any fudge sales that we have, 10% of our fudge sales will be donated.
All kinds of fudge, don't you?
We do. We do. We have about seven or eight different types.
Yeah.
My favorite's a dark chocolate, caramel, and sea salt.
What's Paul's favorite?
It's Paul's fudge, which he makes, which is just a milk chocolate with marshmallow only and no nuts. It's by special order.
That is true. That's true.
Well, I'm surprised, because nuts and Paul go together. Now, I have some text here. Is the cookie, the picture on the cookie, edible?
Yes, it's edible ink.
Yep, and I've eaten several at this point in time. Are they butter cookies? Another question.
It's more like a sugar cookie, and it's about 3 inches around.
And do you make cookies that are for, what's the word that I'm thinking of, gluten intolerant? That's my question, because people would want to know that.
At this point, I do not.
Do you make sugarless cookies?
At this point, we do not, but we're looking into
the possibility of
doing different cookies to hit those other categories.
Okay. Speaking of hitting categories, Mr. Lisnick, I just have realized that, because my newsroom tells me, as the votes continue to come in, even right now, that 312 more cookies have been sold, and you're down minus 72 now.
This from the man who said the ice cream contest wasn't rigged.
It wasn't.
I also noticed you didn't mention the second version of the ice cream contest we did. When I had Chicago Pothole, you had that wimpy mom's apple pie thing. I beat you on that.
No.
You didn't bring that up. But by the way, can I give a compliment to John? And because Windy City Sweets and you and I are sort of both in there all the time. And but the pandemic, whatever it was, John is so creative in just getting through whatever the difficulties have been and the economy. It doesn't matter what's going on. John comes up with creative ways to help the community and to make the best. I'm a s'mores guy, and every time I go in there, he knows, and I'm aware of the s'mores, and he surely enough has just made them or made them that morning or something like that. And it's I love the fact that so much there is homemade. I also think it's great these cookies are 3 inches round because you can actually do a whole body shot for you.
And the thing is that Paul lives just a couple blocks one way. I live a couple blocks in the other direction from you. And we would meet during the pandemic at Windy City Sweets. That actually was our meeting spot. You know, we'd come in with our mask and all that. And right, you found a way to make it work during the pandemic. John, and Paul, I want to ask you about this too. I've heard more and more, we were just at a restaurant. They're ultimately small businesses, just like you, a very different type of small business,
yep.
Still a small business, right? And with all the extra cost and everything that the city dumps on you, is it getting more and more difficult? Because that is what I hear from people who run small businesses.
It's extremely difficult to just try and remain profitable. And we actually try and think of different things. And again, thanks for coming in and getting the word out. And also, you know, we're trying to help the animals in the area. We're also to help people in the area. But just the anti-business attitude that the city has, it makes it very, very difficult to, you know, get a profit, make a profit. But we've got a great neighborhood. We're nationwide. We ship worldwide, actually.
Yeah.
So, and we do have a very good online business too, but really the nuts and bolts of it is the neighborhood. We've got a great neighborhood in Lakeview up there.
Yeah, you do gift packages and all that, I know. But Paul, have you been hearing the same thing, that this administration in particular, but in a sense Chicago for years now, has not been especially friendly to small businesses?
Well, I don't think they intend to be. It's a balance, as you know, and I don't mean to turn serious on you, but this notion of property taxes don't cover everything, they've got to turn to the sales tax, and for those who watched my political report show this morning, they heard suggestions from the Civic Federation that the state budget, which we'll hear about this week from the governor, they're recommending that they institute more service taxes. So, you know, what do you mean by service tax? We don't just mean go hiring a lawyer, which you're going to have to do after this interview, Steve, but I'm talking about it could be service taxes tied to haircuts and all the things that people do. So, yeah, for small business owners who are hit with all these fees and John, I know if you wanted to put something on the sidewalk in front of the store there just to bring people in, depending on where you are, there's even fees tied to that. You can't just put something out there to bring in the traffic. Just things aren't that simple.
That's correct.
As I understand it, that's unfortunate.
Absolutely right. And it's not getting better. And that drives small businesses, which are the backbone of any city out of Chicago right now. And that's not a good thing, particularly since there's competition from this thing called Amazon for lots of what is sold, but not your cookies. So lots of questions here, questions on the text line. Simply, where are you and who are you? Windy City Sweets, the address?
We're at 3308 North Broadway in Lakeview. And you can also reach us at www.windycitysweets.com.
WindyCitySweets.com, SWEETS. Right. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. I will see you soon at Windy City Sweets. We'll do a video to promote the top-selling cookie. And you know who's that? That'll be mine.
And I will be there to pick up my trophy when the contest is over. John, again, thanks for all you do in the neighborhood as well. It's really great. You'll notice, Stephen, I do live in different neighborhoods. Property values tend to go up as you move towards my neighborhood.
Paul, I have a word to say to you. Goodbye. Get out. Go away. There he goes, Paul Lisnick. Thank you very much for coming in, John.
Thanks for having me today, Steve.